Self-preservation is what we would call a primal instinct. From the time when Adam stepped away from God by choosing to eat of the fruit in the garden, his whole centre was focused on himself, the tree in the centre of the garden. And this centrality of self is the root and branch of our problems. Self-preservation, the fight or flee mechanism, that's not altogether bad. But when that fight or flee mechanism is referred to God, then it becomes our enemy and not our friend. Jesus referred to this tyrannical leader within us when he said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life will lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it." Matthew 16:24-25. It would seem that there is within us an enemy which we tolerate at our peril. Jesus called it the self-life, and its chief characteristic is its possessiveness. To allow this enemy to live in the end is actually to lose everything. To give up everything for Christ's sake is to lose nothing, but to preserve everything unto eternal life. The only way to kill this thing off is by taking up our cross and following Jesus. Those who do are the ones that he refers to as the poor in spirit. They've reached an inward understanding that they have nothing. That's what the word poor means in Jesus' parlance. Blessed are the poor who are no longer slaves to the tyranny of things. They have broken the yoke of the thing that has filled their hearts. They've not done this by fighting, but by surrender. And theirs, he's promised, is the kingdom of heaven. Personally, an early lesson I learnt that if I defended myself, the Lord could not defend me. If I wanted to vindicate myself, he could not vindicate me. These things are central to the way we are in our self-preservation. We want to stand up and defend ourselves, justify ourselves. But there is a different place to live from. If we will become drastic enough and make the decision to let go of everything that has self attached to it, if we will really transact with God on that line, there is immediately an internal change. We have to experience these things before we can really know them. Making the decision is the first step. God will then take us at our word, and he will begin to show us just exactly what he needs to root out of our lives. We can go 50 years and never address the things that he wants to pull out of our hearts so that he may put more of himself in there. Have you come to the place where he's saying, we need to look at what's rooted in your heart? We need to do some gardening, beloved. We need to break up the fallow ground. God bless you.